In a closely watched case, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled most private companies that claim religious objections can refuse to provide birth control and their employee health plans as required by the Affordable Care Act. In a 5-4 ruling opposed by all three women on the court, the justices ruled that requiring closely held corporations to pay for contraception violates a federal law protecting religious freedom. The title closely held corporation applies to about 90% of U.S. businesses employing more than half of the U.S. workforce. The case concerns two companies, Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood, which objected to certain methods of birth control on religious grounds, claiming they're akin to abortion, despite scientific consensus to the contrary. Critics say the ruling legalizes discrimination against women, 99% of whom will use birth control at some point in their lives. In a biting dissent, Ruth Bader Ginsburg objected to what she called a decision of startling breadth, which could open the door for corporations to opt out of practically any law they say conflicts with their religious beliefs. Quote, the court has ventured into a minefield, she wrote. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest spoke after the ruling.
Today's decision jeopardizes the health of women who are employed by these companies. As millions of women know firsthand, contraception is often vital to their health and well-being. That's why the Affordable Care Act ensures that women have coverage for contraceptive care, along with other preventative care like vaccines and cancer screenings. We will work with Congress to make sure that any women affected by this decision will still have the same coverage of vital health services as everyone else.